You know, it's a little like Fashion Week here in New York, although, you know, anyone complain, not just the runway crowd. The department store windows unveil their holiday displays and the crowds gather, oohing and eyeing at the various themes. What will it be this year? Like so much of the holiday season, the storefront window experience is also migrating online. Decorated Facebook pages and web pages form a window-like experience. People are inclined to decorate for Christmas, whether they're selling anything or not. And as we look at this digital migration of the holidays, we wanted to see how the retro department store front window is responding to technology, and it certainly is. Barney's New York, for instance, is using some 3D mapping and some advanced light projections in their windows. And this year, a high-tech interactive component of the famous Saks Fifth Avenue window has been designed by the Science Project. Jeremy Bergstein is the managing partner and head of strategy for the Tribeca-based digital storytelling and design firm Science Project. Jeremy, welcome.
Hello.
So first of all, before we talk about what you've done over there at Saks, which is pretty fascinating, give me a sense of the kind of buzz of the department store window world. You've had experience over at Barney's. Is this the kind of thing where everybody pitches their idea and somebody gets to do it and there's a sort of a, no, I think we need to go in this direction? Are there, you know, crazy egomaniacs running the department store window world?
I would say there's really true vision and true magic in the creative departments at these brands and these department stores. I mean, they really have got a vision in mind, and it has got to be amazing. It's New York City at the holidays. It does not get any cooler. So,
And Saks and Barney's and Macy's are like different magazines. They're like fundamentally different kind of ideas and vision.
Absolutely. I mean, the stores are laid out differently. The brands that they work with are quite different, and the customers that come and see them. While people are walking around from one to the other, the stores are trying to project a different, a different attitude, a different vision, and a different, a different type of magic.
So what interactive, I noticed on your site, you're really something advocate of something called retail theater. Really want people to, see themselves on stage in the whole retail experience. What interactive idea did you pitch to Saks, and how did it get executed in the windows this year?
Well, we've been playing with some great technology around connected devices, the ability to transfer information and objects from, simple mobile phones onto a screen. And I had been invited last year to take a look at the amazing work that Saks had done with the Yeti, the famous Yeti from the cartoons that we all grew up with as kids. And, the Yeti is in the windows. It was really a magical story. And we got the idea of being able to throw snowflakes onto the window or onto the building or into a window. And it also accomplished a few other things. Technology in the past had been a barrier in between stores. It was either you go online or went in the store, and they were having a cannibalistic sort of relationship.
Right.
And now we had the ability to flick a snowflake from your mobile phone, which has been a very personal device, into a window, sort of penetrating that the window and bringing you into the story, into the store, and breaking that barrier. So it's been really exciting, kind of helping to break that barrier in between technology and the store.
So since this is radio, give me a very storyboarded sense of the user experience. If I'm standing there in front of the Saks window, what can I do to flick that snowflake?
So the user will go on their cell phone and they will go to a simple URL, saks.com/snow, and up comes the Yeti. Welcome to the North Pole. You're now in the story. You enter in your first name, your last name, and you choose, are you a boy, girl, or a boy Yeti or a girl Yeti? And then you select whether you're a boy or a girl, and you put in your email, and it generates algorithmically a Yeti name that's derived from a bunch of different, of course, from the Yeti population.
Right. And you take it to the window.
You take it to the window, and then you choose one of 30 different snowflakes, amazing, beautiful, artistic snowflakes that Saks had made, and it matches your Yeti name with the snowflake, and you push on the snowflake and flick it. Flicks off the phone, snow falls down on your phone, and then all of a sudden, instantly in the window, your snowflake appears in a 3D world of Yetis. And
everybody standing in front of the window goes, ooh,
yeah,
there I am.
Yeah, it's a real simple, just digital technology trick, but it's a really satisfying experience, which in a lot of ways websites sometimes lack in.
This seems kind of retro for you in the sense of a store window is, you know, very brick and mortar, and you guys do the opposite of that, yet you've done the Gaga display a couple of years ago at Barney's. How do you think, you talked about it a little bit, how do you think the retro piece goes with the sort of futuristic online piece?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's a true honor to work in the stores, because this is really where retail, you know, this is really the full expression of retail, especially in a New York City department store. And the idea that we're able to get digital into those stores in an additive way rather than something that's detractive, rather than taking away from the in-store experience, it's additive to the in-store experience and not at odds with it, that the shopper is able to go in and get more information or have a richer experience or have a better emotional connection with the store or the brands. That's really exciting to us, and we don't view it as being retro. We sort of view it as advancing retail slightly.
And, you know, much more to come.
Much more to come.
Much more to come. Jeremy Bergstein is managing partner and head of strategy for the Tribeca-based digital storytelling and design firm Science Project, who is the person behind your ability to flick a snowflake into the window at Saks Fifth Avenue, standing on Fifth Avenue or 50th Street. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John.
Can you hit me off with another one?
Thinking about giving.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne from Penarville, Pennsylvania, and I choose to give to charities that go beyond providing a safety net, to those who promote social justice and use advocacy to give a voice to people who are traditionally underrepresented in the decision-making process.
David in North Miami, Florida, writes, I've been helping the Greater Hollywood Philharmonic Orchestra for over a decade. They definitely need some help. Thanks for that. We've seen the arts take big hits this year. I'm sure that donation will help that institution. What's your strategy for giving? Up next, we'll hear from Peter Singer, bioethics professor at Princeton University, who thinks we all need to change how we think about giving. More with the head, less with the heart.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.